Appendix B, Commonly Asked Questions. The following is not a comprehensive list of questions, and the handbook provides significantly more context on many of these issues. For a broader overview of holistic health and fitness, H2F, please review the Holistic Health and Fitness Operating Concept and FM 7-22. Question. My brigade, BDE, is scheduled to receive an H2F Performance Team, HPT. What do we need to do to prepare? Answer. Key benchmarks in the process of establishing your HPT are scheduling your pre-deployment site survey with the H2F Integration Team, HIT, executing hiring actions for your civilian positions, and establishing training and administrative spaces. Understanding the contents of this handbook will significantly assist with this process. Other important references are the Holistic Health and Fitness Operating Concept, FM 7-22, and any guidance prepared by your higher headquarters, HQs. Assigning an action officer to coordinate this process has proven effective. Establish deliberate onboarding processes for new hires. Question. Can my unit do H2F without an HPT? Answer. Yes. H2F is the Army's total force system for soldier readiness. Units are encouraged to implement H2F principles regardless of resourcing status, including assigning an action officer. FM 7-22 is actionable regardless of resourcing status, and organic assets like Master Fitness Trainers, MFTs, and Unit Ministry Teams, UMTs, can assist in these efforts. This handbook will be helpful for units with and without dedicated HPTs. Local resources outside the unit available to support H2F may include Army Wellness Centers, AWCs, Ready and Resilience Performance Centers, R2PCs, and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, MWR. Question. What are the facilities and equipment requirements for an HPT? Answer. The long-term solution is a dedicated Soldier Performance Readiness Center, SPRC. For details on the specifications and timeline for SPRC construction, contact the H2F engineer. In the interim, providing office space with connectivity for the team's administrative duties is vital, and any space that can be used as a training facility will enhance their potential effect. Basics like computers and peripherals, monitor, keyboards, printers, garrison medical equipment sets, and deployable medical equipment sets will all be provided via Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC, and Center for Initial Military Training, CIMT. For local facilities guidance, contact Directorate of Public Works, DPW. Question. What resources are units provided for HPTs? Answer. Fielding of HPTs includes a Garrison Equipment Set, GES, Deployable Medical Equipment Set, MES, Information Technology, IT Package, Computers, Peripherals, and Printers, and the actual staffing, military, civilian, and contractor. Other than sustainment associated with these packages, further resourcing is up to the units. Question. How do we spend money on H2F resources? Answer. Consult with your S8, Financial Management, and G8, Deputy Chief of Staff, for local guidance on establishing a budget and making purchases. Question. What is the rating scheme for the HPT members? Answer. Rating schemes are established locally by S1s, personnel, and commanders, CDRs. Guidance has been provided by Force Command, Forescom, for their BDEs. Contact the HIT for further details and examples. Question. I am unfamiliar with managing contractors. Where can I learn more? Answer. Government Technical Monitors, GTMs, are required to take several training courses from Defense Acquisition University, DAU, and Defense Health Agency, DHA. Specific guidance is disseminated through Department of the Army, DA, Executive Orders, XORDS, or you can contact the Contracting Officer Representatives, CORs, at CIMT. Question. How do we address contract-related issues or requests for information? Answer. The contracts for strength and conditioning coaches, SCCs, athletic trainers, ATs, and cognitive performance specialists, CPSs, are all administered by TRADOC and CIMT, with the program directors, PDs, acting as GTMs at the respective units. Questions and concerns about the contracts should be addressed to the HIT, who can route them to the appropriate officials. Question: I am a new H2F civilian. Where can I learn more about working in the Army? Answer: take the Civilian Education System, CES, Foundations course, and subsequent courses as appropriate for your professional development plan. Consult with your PD or Civilian Personnel Advisory Center, CPAC, representative for further guidance. Question: should H2F data be collected at the BDE level? If so, what should be tracked? Answer: the Army is collecting strategic level data from existing databases. At the unit level, you may find it valuable to record more detailed information based on your CDR's intent. Common examples include tracking use of H2F services and various performance and health outcomes. Question: is H2F responsible for pregnancy and postpartum training? Answer: while H2F is not officially responsible for pregnancy and postpartum training, P3T, some unit CDRs have used their HPTs to enhance their P3T programs. Question: my unit is deploying. What does this mean for the HPT? Answer: military members of the HPT are deployable. Civilians and contractors are not deployable, but may support deployed formations through telehealth and remote delivery of programs. Any H2F personnel that do not deploy can provide services to rear detachment soldiers. Deployments greater than 45 days are the only authorized situation where contractor personnel can be used to provide services to other units. Installation GTMs can provide further guidance. Question: I can't find the answer to my question or questions in this handbook. Where can I go to learn more? Answer: contact the HIT and consult the HPT resources page on MS Teams. Resources include examples of solutions other teams have found for various problems. CIMT also hosts quarterly domain deep dives and an annual H2F symposium. Attendance at these events is encouraged for anyone who wants to learn more about the H2F system.